I haven't heard a quiet locker room like this in quite some time, but I mean, it's right after the game. You could just share with us just the general feel after a loss like that.
You know, this is one of the best locker rooms I've ever been in my life, as far as us having such a close bond. There's no finger pointing. There's no placing blame. You know, in the NFL, it's different than the other professional sports. We only get 16 of these. And when you've worked as hard as we've worked, and you've got a group of guys that are as close as we are, it just sucks when you don't win. So, you know what? We're definitely not gonna pout our heads past tonight. We're gonna, you know, obviously sit around and be frustrated with the outcome today. But tomorrow morning, we're gonna get right back to work, and you know, we're backed in the corner a little bit. But this is when the true men on this team, which is everyone, are going to show that we sure as hell aren't going to quit, and we're going to keep fighting.
The root of the frustration, is it the drastic shift in momentum in that fourth quarter?
You know what, it's hard to win when you turn the ball over. There's nowhere to place any blame. Each and every person can look in the mirror, and there's definitely somewhere that you could have been better individually, and we obviously got to be better as a team. Props to Kansas City. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. They're a very disciplined football team. I have a lot of respect for them as players, for Coach Reed. And when you go out there and shoot yourself in the foot, you know, that's a really hard team to beat.
The one that
the turnovers lead, you guys had three or four possessions there at one point, getting the ball near midfield and crossing over. How big are those in stuff?
You know, you just have to be consistent in all three phases. And, you know, when you stub your toe a little bit in certain situations, obviously, you know, it's hard to win football games. So we're going to get, once again, we're going to get back to work like we have every week this season, win or loss. This is a good group of men. It's a good football team. It's a solid group of coaches. You know, all of us just want to get this bad taste out of our mouth, man, and get back to work. Right now it sucks. And obviously you can point out a lot of different things in that game that kind of went wrong, and we just got to get them fixed.
The excuse me, pick DeMalga when they, all of a sudden it's happened so fast. I mean, here we go, running back to the other field, 65 yards. Could you maybe put a finger on that one as maybe the one that really kind of kicked you in the gut?
I don't know, man. If you're a mature football team, then you don't get kicked in the gut. And that's where this football team needs to continue to improve, and we will. And this is a game of inches. And regardless of what happens throughout the course of the game, as men, we all got to just rally together and continue to play and fight through it. So I'm not going to say anything necessarily kicked us in the gut or there was a turning point, because that's not what we're all about here. There's not any one play that's going to kind of make us pee on our legs. We're going to keep working. So I don't know, man. We lost the game. Props to Kansas City. They beat us. They didn't make the mistakes, and we did.